Well, today we lift up your city, Morongo Valley in Havasu Lake. So, Father God, with all the warnings of potential terrorist attack, we lift up the transportation and infrastructure of our own city, Morongo Valley in Havasu Lake. You are the Lord of order and design. We humbly seek your blessings upon the arteries and veins of these cities, the transportation networks and infrastructure that facilitate the daily lives. As we traverse the roads, ride the rails, and cross the bridges and rivers, grant the residents safe travels and protect them from harm. May our city's infrastructure, all of them, grow and develop responsibly, meeting the needs of its inhabitants with grace and efficiency. Protect each of these areas that provide the transportation from terrorist activity. We ask for a hedge of protection around the buildings, vehicles, drivers, trains, planes, airports, riverways, and boats, and any other thing that would be around it, just the mechanical work to operate the places, the supplies that would be there that would not be taken or anything harmed. May each of these places use appropriate security to prevent entrance from anyone with evil intent. And for the part that they can't protect, Father, we pray for just for you to cover it with your wings. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Morongo Valley has a population of 3,300. It's south of Yucca Valley. It has what is called a healing circle that the Indians developed earlier, and people use it today to pray for healing. I'm not sure what direction that's from. They also have their name, Morongo Valley, is the name of the casino and resort that's named after it, and they only have two churches. Havasu Lake is located on the western shore of the Colorado River on the California side, and it's home to the Chemehueve Reservation in the Mojave Desert. It's a subdivision of Needles, the seat of the tribal government of that Indian tribe, and is home to the Havasu Landing Casino. Their crime grade is F, and their top is vandalism at 50% and theft at 21%. Those are extremely high. And the nearest churches are in Needles. There are none in their city proper. Today's podcast comes from Praying for Your City, City Gospel Movements. So, Father, we just continue to lift up these particular cities, praying that the crime grade will improve in Havasu Lake. We pray that there would be churches that would actually go after, in a nice way, do outreaches to the Indians, preferably an Indian that has come to know you as their Lord and Savior. We pray for this first Americans, the first tribe that was here, and the first nation. And we pray, God, that there would be a revival among them. We also pray, God, for the Morongo Valley. Both places have American Indian casinos and resorts, and we know some bad things can happen at them. We pray, God, that people will not go and get addicted. We pray people will go, that if they even do it, would do responsibly. We know that there are some nice things like spas and stuff like that and restaurants. We pray that more of that would be used, and that the money used would be to help the people get off drugs and alcohol and all these other issues and out of poverty. We thank you, God, that you oversee these areas, but we, again, just lift up the transportation, lift up these people, and lift up the people in our own city, and we pray for its welfare. We pray for peace and prosperity in them, and we thank you that revival will come in these areas in Jesus' name.